Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, "Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question. What are the two persons talking about? You will read, A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C. An air trip is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. I think the business meeting will start at 9:30.
Okay. We still have half an hour to get there.
Question. What time is it now? Number 2. Would you mind my using the telephone here?
Sorry, the telephone doesn't work.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Number 3. What kind of account do you want to open?
A savings account, please.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? Number 4. When and where shall we meet to go to the movie tonight?
How about 6 o'clock in front of the school gate?
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Number 5. Excuse me, how can I go to the bookstore from here?
You may take a bus or a taxi, but it's not very far, and you may like to walk there.
Question. What does the man mean? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Hello, sales department office, BBD company. What can I do for you?
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Zhou Ming?
Sorry, he's away on a business trip.
Do you know when he will be back?
He will be back in about 2 weeks.
Oh, I see.
May I take a message, sir?
Please tell him to call me as soon as he's back. My name is George Wilson.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Question number 6. Where is Mr. Zhou Ming now?
Question number 7. What did George Wilson ask Zhou Ming to do in his message? Now listen again. Hello, sales department office, BBD company. What can I do for you?
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Zhou Ming?
Sorry, he's away on a business trip.
Do you know when he will be back?
He will be back in about 2 weeks.
Oh, I see.
May I take a message, sir?
Please tell him to call me as soon as he's back. My name is George Wilson.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Question number 6. Where is Mr. Zhou Ming now?
Question number 7. What did George Wilson ask Zhou Ming to do in his message? Conversation 2. We're having a meeting tomorrow. Can you make it?
What time is it?
At 10 in the morning. Is that okay?
Yes, that'll be fine.
We're going to go over our last month's sales figures.
Good. I have some suggestions to make.
You always have some good ideas. What are they?
Ways to improve our sales.
Great.
By the way, is Alan attending the meeting?
Yes, he's going to give a report on our sales in San Francisco.
I see. Question number 8. What's the main subject of the meeting?
Question number 9. What is the man going to suggest?
Question number 10. Who is going to give a report on sales in San Francisco?
Now listen again. We're having a meeting tomorrow. Can you make it?
What time is it?
At 10 in the morning. Is that okay?
Yes, that'll be fine.
We're going to go over our last month's sales figures.
Good. I have some suggestions to make.
You always have some good ideas. What are they?
Ways to improve our sales.
Great.
By the way, is Alan attending the meeting?
Yes, he's going to give a report on our sales in San Francisco.
I see. Question number 8. What's the main subject of the meeting?
Question number 9. What is the man going to suggest?
Question number 10. Who is going to give a report on sales in San Francisco? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mary Jones, your tour guide. On behalf of Sunlight Tours, I'd like to welcome you all to Los Angeles. I promise you are going to enjoy your stay here in Los Angeles. This is a beautiful city where you can relax, sit by the beach, and enjoy great meals. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we'll gather in front of the information desk of the hotel, and I'll tell you in detail about our traveling programs. We're going to arrive at the hotel in just a few minutes. Please remain seated until we have come to a complete stop. A man from the hotel will be meeting us there and help you with your bags. Please double-check to make sure no bags have been left on the bus. I hope to see you tomorrow at the information desk.
Question number 11. How does the tour guide describe Los Angeles?
Question number 12. When will the tourists meet in front of the information desk?
Question number 13. What will the guide tell the tourists tomorrow morning?
Question number 14. What will the man from the hotel help the tourists do when they arrive at the hotel?
Question number 15. Why does the tour guide ask the tourists to double-check their bags?
Now listen again. Hello, everyone. I'm Mary Jones, your tour guide. On behalf of Sunlight Tours, I'd like to welcome you all to Los Angeles. I promise you are going to enjoy your stay here in Los Angeles. This is a beautiful city where you can relax, sit by the beach, and enjoy great meals. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we'll gather in front of the information desk of the hotel, and I'll tell you in detail about our traveling programs. We're going to arrive at the hotel in just a few minutes. Please remain seated until we have come to a complete stop. A man from the hotel will be meeting us there and help you with your bags. please double-check to make sure no bags have been left on the bus. I hope to see you tomorrow at the information desk.
Question number 11. How does the tour guide describe Los Angeles?
Question number 12. When will the tourists meet in front of the information desk?
Question number 13. What will the guide tell the tourists tomorrow morning?
Question number 14. What will the man from the hotel help the tourists do when they arrive at the hotel?
Question number 15. Why does the tour guide ask the tourists to double-check their bags?
This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力考试结束。